Galatians 6. Brethren, if even a man be taken in some fault, ye who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and thus fulfill the law of the Christ. For if any man reputes himself to be something, being nothing, he deceives himself. But let each prove his own work, and then he will have his boast in what belongs to himself alone, and not in what belongs to another, for each shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man shall sow, that also shall he reap. For he that sows to his own flesh shall reap corruption from the flesh. But he that sows to the Spirit, from the Spirit shall reap eternal life. But let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time, if we do not faint, we shall reap. So then, as we have occasion, let us do good towards all, and specially towards those of the household of faith. See how long a letter I have written to you with my own hand. As many as desire to have a fair appearance in the flesh, these compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted because of the cross of Christ. For neither do they that are circumcised themselves keep the law, but they wish you to be circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. But far be it from me to boast, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world is crucified to me and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but new creation. And as many as shall walk by this rule, peace upon them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. For the rest, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the brands of the Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brethren. Amen.